Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live all over D.C. on 106.7 The Fan, our flagship, and in Richmond for the next 3 hours on AM 910 and FM 105.1. We're Grant and Danny. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app wherever you are coast to coast. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page in high definition. The football team has a very bright future. It's time for you to plan yours as well. Our exclusive sponsor will help. That's the law firm Kondorian Murat. They'll help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We've got tickets you can win today right here on Grant and Danny and all week long at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz to see Iron Maiden. So if you want those tickets, you better be listening in 1 hour. But right now, let's go to the hotline. Welcome onto the show, Chris Rodriguez, who broke out yesterday in his first real opportunity this season. He balled for Washington. 11 attempts, 52 yards. Thumped on the ground in the second half as the Commanders put the game on ice in a 27-22 win over the Giants. Chris, it's great to have you back on the show. Thanks for the time, man. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're great, buddy. Congrats. Great game yesterday, man. When did you find out that it was going to be your turn to be up and about your role?
Yeah, so it was Saturday. I'm pretty sure Coach, before we left, he was like, hey, like, there was a slight chance that B-Rob might not play, but, you know, we're not really sure, but it's looking like he's going to play. So, you know, we're just going to activate you and, you know, we'll see how it goes from there. So when we got to the actual stadium, you know, I got there and prepared like I was going to play. And then 90 minutes before the game, Coach came up to me and was like, hey, like, you're going, so be ready. And I was like, yes, sir, I'll be ready.
There's still a big difference between playing and being up and leading the team in rushes. You tied with Eckler, who we have on the show tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You know, you guys both got 11 carries. You led the team with 52 yards. Like, by the end of the game, you had become the Robinson. You were the battering ram, the thumper. How did it evolve that way, or did you kind of know that was going to be the role?
No, so I didn't know. You know, coming out of halftime, I planned on taking a huge chunk of special teams reps off of Jeremy. But Coach told me, he was like, hey, like, we're going to put you in, like, expect to get in earlier, you know, in the second half. So I got in, made a couple plays, and, you know, DQ came over to us and was like, hey, just, you know, let him eat. So, you know, it kind of just all fell in my favor. I mean, you know, I'm extremely grateful for it.
What does that mean? When the head coach walks over, does that move where he kind of half rips the headset off, you know, because they don't want to listen to anybody else, and says to the group about you, please let Chris Rodriguez eat? Like, what does that mean?
Man, honestly, it means a lot. You know, for him to even have the trust and, you know, belief in me to even, you know, activate me, the games that they did activate me, man, I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's a great feeling coming, especially, you know, getting bumped up off a practice squad, man. It feels good. You know, that's why he preaches brotherhood to us. And I had no doubt in my mind when I got on that field that I would go out there and play free because of, you know, not only the running backs, but the rest of the team. You know, they're like, hey, are you going to be up? I'm like, yeah. You're like, all right, let's go, man. We trust in you. We believe in you. You know, going out there, man, it made everything a lot easier, I will say.
Chris Rodriguez, second year back out of Kentucky, was drafted in the sixth round last year. Look, it's not easy in the league for anybody, but especially when you're a late round pick. But you're fighting to make the team in training camp. You end up on the practice squad. And now you're looking at the roles as they develop, and you've got Robinson, who's on pace for a career year. Eckler's been amazing. Then McNichols, who we didn't know a whole lot about, gets his number called, and he was great. How did you keep from getting down on the fact that you'd become kind of RB4 in the building? They didn't choose you, right? The last regime did. A lot of the other guys that were drafted are already gone. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't seem to let that phase you or bother you, but maybe there was some of that you had to fight. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back on, you know, my career, when I was in high school, I wasn't the RB1 when I first got there. End up breaking records the 3 years that I did start. I got to Kentucky. I didn't start my first year. Second and third year, you know, I was the third string running back, but, you know, I've never let it faze me because it always gave me that edge. It always gave me that chip on my shoulder that I had something to prove. You know, when DQ and, you know, everybody came in this year, you know, I knew it was going to be a battle, and he told us that. He was like, yo, like, this is going to be a competitive summer for everybody, and I just want you guys to know. And, you know, I took it that way. And, you know, when they did make the cuts and, you know, they said that, hey, like, we're going to put you on practice squad, you know, I didn't let it faze me because I knew that regardless of what happened, I was going to get my opportunity. And when I did get that opportunity, I was going to make the most out of it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Rodriguez with us here on G&D. My favorite play of yours yesterday was not a run. It's a third and one in the second half. I'm thinking about 3:40 to go. New York Giants territory. You probably know the play I'm talking about. It's a 12-yard pass to Ben Sinnott. There's a good pass rusher that's coming free until he's not, because 23 meets him. And Jaden Daniels steps into the throw. We march on down. We get a new set of downs. You picked up Brian Burns, I think that's who it was, coming off the edge right there. Walk me through that play. What's going through your mind? What's your key? What's your read? And is right before you hit him, is there a moment of, here we go? Like, what's going through your head there?
No, so actually that was, you know, one of the plays that I didn't get a whole lot of reps at. But Coach Lynn always tells us, you know, like, if you're in this league and you need reps, you know, you don't belong here. You should be getting the mental reps. They should help you. So a big shout out to Austin. You know, I see him perfecting his crafts on the cuts and everything. And on that play, it's specifically drawn up for that to happen. It's for us to be cutting the D in, getting his hands down so Jaden can complete the throw. And honestly, I didn't know and honestly really care who was out there. But I had to do a job, and my job was to get that defender's hands down, and that's what I did.
Yeah, it made it look smooth, too. No doubt about that.
Yeah,
Chris Rodriguez on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. So for you when you yesterday have the performance that you do? I mean, what does it feel like afterwards? It's one thing to be a part of this organization. Everybody matters, practice squad, giving guys looks during the week. But then to be really one of the leaders in the second half and putting the game away, how'd that feel after the game for you as the guys got to 7-2?
Man, honestly, it feels good to be a part of it. But again, you know, it's a 24-hour rule, and the next game's here, and it's time to prepare for that. And as far as, like, you know, getting the guys ready in P squad, DQ does not like that word. He does not like the practice squad words. We're all one big team, and we all help each other get better.
Interesting. So what is he – I mean, is he just – what does he refer to you guys as?
We're the team. It's all a team. It's all okay. A brotherhood.
So, like, but does he say scout team or anything like that or no?
Nah, not really.
I like that kind of. That's cool. So it's just he views the team. I mean, a lot of you've seen that narrative before where it's like, oh, we're not 53, you know, we're 75 or, you know, 60, whatever, you know, whatever, however there are in the building at that moment.
Yeah.
But you're saying he kind of lives that out with even his vernacular.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure one of the strength coaches, the guys who, you know, aren't playing and or they usually work out on Saturday, and, you know, strength coach went up to DQ, was like, hey, the practice squad, we're going to lift early. And he was like, hey, don't call them that. They're not the practice squad. We're all a big team.
Love that.
And then he said after that, he'll never say it again.
Wow.
I love that. Yeah, learn your lesson that way, right? Head coach said something.
I was going to ask, why do guys love Dan Quinn so much? But that's probably a good start. But why do you find him to be so popular? I mean, just watching some of the videos that came out of the locker room last night, I mean, it just seems like, you know, you guys adore him.
Man, it's hard not to. He's a special coach, you know, as far as keeping us healthy and knowing what we need to be a better team. It's not all about the physical aspect of the game, but more of the mental. So he knows if some people or even the team is struggling in the mental aspect, he kind of, you know, cuts back the physical part and is like, hey, like, just walk through this, but be intentional about the walkthrough or anything. And he gives us that extra time to work on, you know, like the things we need to work on. We got 5 minutes before and after practice to work on those things. And then he's also just an easy guy to talk to. There's no day that goes by where it's like, oh, like, should I say what's up? DQ, he'll come and sit by you if he sees you sitting alone or anything. He's really like one of a kind coach.
Chris, going to Cliff Kingsbury's offense, this running game has been unbelievable this year. Everybody that's carried the rock, yourself included yesterday, has been effective all in different spots. It's been really, really neat to see. What makes that run game so good?
Our O-line. I'll just tell you, like, we can sit back there and, you know, take the praise and all the glory, but at the end of the day, we got Biades, Nick, all those boys up front who, you know, are making the right calls and actually doing what we see at practice, blocking it how we block it at practice, and it makes it a lot easier going into the games. So just them, and we have a bunch of different ways we can run different types of runs. There's plenty of different ways. You'll get one look and you'll think it's something else, and next thing you know, it's 20-yard gash. So,
well, Chris, what a performance, man. It's why we love sports. It's why I think the NFL is the best. You know, we haven't heard your name for much of the season after you were kind of a rising star last year. You finally get your opportunity.
Very cool, man.
And by the end of the game, here you are literally, figuratively carrying the offense down the stretch. Congrats to you. Hopefully you enjoy it. And we can't wait for Sunday and the Steelers game. It's going to be good.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, man.
Chris Rodriguez. Last year out of Kentucky, people forget. I mean, he was one of the draft picks, actually, of the Rivera era that looked like a hit. Now, I think he probably has a place as a change of pace thumper more than a, you know, featured back getting 17, 18 carries a game. But he's fourth in the building. And that's what they've done. They've created competition. They've slid guys right down the depth chart. They've kept guys hungry because you go get Eckler. You all of a sudden say, I'm not going to just give him opportunities to do it. He's going to have to earn them.
And for so many years, you hear next man up, and it's just words that people say. It's almost like an involuntary response where someone's hurt, next man up. Oh, okay, I'll get right on that, the next man up, and it's not as good. Well, that was, you know what I mean? That really is what that level of buy-in, that level of commitment. One of the hardest things to do as a coach or people that's in charge of somebody is takes the folks that are on the edges, that are on the extremes, and basically say, you're as much a part of this as our focal point. Like, Jaden Daniels is more important than everyone else in that building, but you don't have to give away the game and let the I guess we're not allowed to call it the practice squad. We can, you and me on the outside. Let the last, you know, backup center on the practice squad think that he doesn't matter. And coming to work every day, you've got to get people to that level of buy-in, and he's been able to do that. That's incredible.
By the way, I love that.
I love that, man.
So I think a lot of coaches play that narrative or game a little bit where they go, oh, we don't really have a practice squad. Everybody here is somebody. Everybody here is on the team. Well, you could be on the team and be on the practice squad, right? But if you live it that way where he even told a staffer, that's different than just in a press conference saying, we don't call it our practice squad. The anecdote that Rodriguez used was one of the guys on the training staff referred to them as the practice squad, and Quinn, in front of, it sounds like, enough people that Rodriguez heard it, called him out and said, uh-uh, that's not what we call them around here. Like, that is pretty legit. That's putting your, you know, speech to practice in a lot of ways.
Legendary high school coach who's passed away a few years ago, but Bob Brown in the DC area, coached at St. Albans and a number of places. He and I butted heads a bunch, but I remember I had this new level of respect for him. I'll never forget this, and this is what Chris was talking about a second ago, reminded me of that. I remember one day after practice, I'd like forgotten something, went back into the gym, and he was sitting there by himself working with a junior who was playing JV basketball. Like, working him out and running him through every motion like he was, you know, a starter on varsity. And I'm like, that's, quite frankly, and probably in the moment, a waste of his time. This guy's never going to be a starter on varsity. He's probably never going to come off the bench. He'll probably never play here at any point in time. And here he is, when nobody's watching, working with a junior on JV that was, like, okay at that point. And I was like, I was blown away by that. And that's what it reminds me of, right? Where you're really trying to build something. You can't just chatter about it. You can't do it at the podium once a week and think that you've done it. That culture building, it really takes that kind of thing that you're talking about right there. That was cool to hear.
Yeah, it was a good insight from him on Dan Quinn and why they love the guy so much too. He said, hey, you're sitting there by yourself being quiet. He's going to come up and check on you and make sure everything's okay. Grant and Danny on the Fan. I want to look at the two teams in the division outside of the Washington Giants matchup. Yesterday, the Eagles win a squeaker, almost had a epic meltdown and collapse against Jacksonville. Also, the Cowboys are completely dead in the water now. They had another bad performance against the Falcons, got shredded by Atlanta, and Dak Prescott's out for several weeks. So you can put a fork in them, it would appear. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.